This is Earth and Sky. In the past half billion years, life on Earth has experienced several waves of mass extinctions. The most recent, 65 million years ago, wiped out the dinosaurs.
But it's what happens to biodiversity between extinction events that interests paleobiologist John Alroy of the University of California, Santa Barbara.
The traditional view is that diversity has gone up and up in an exponential growth pattern. However, the new research seems to be showing that there might be limits to diversity and that we might have gotten close to those limits a long time ago.
John Alroy runs the Paleobiology Database, a free online library of information about the fossil record and the history of life on Earth. He hopes the database will help put into perspective the impact of changes such as global warming.
And another question we ask is, what is the pace of background extinction, which means how fast do you have extinction happen when there are not big perturbations in the environment, but the environment is in its normal state? Having a background extinction estimate gives us a benchmark for understanding the current mass extinction that's underway. It allows us to say just how bad it is in relative terms.
For a link to the Paleobiology Database, come to today's show at earthsky.org. Special thanks today to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. I'm Deborah Bird with Joel Block for Earth and Sky.